Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, family. This is Mama Seven, and this is Devotions, the Wonderful Approach Devotions 2020. I got to tell you, we're on day 18. Oh, my goodness. Every day I see these days click over, and I'm like, yes, closer to our great goal, okay, closer to showing ourselves that we can work together as a collective on a spiritual task and mission and really make some positive things happen. It is absolutely a wonderful time to be doing this. It's also a very necessary time. Some of us, / most of us, needed a little kickstart. Hey, I need the opportunity to say, to get started. I needed something to help push me. You know, for some people, I'm just floating out in the atmosphere. You know, can you please help? And so, you know, sometimes these devotions are exactly what the doctor ordered in order to get just a grip on our reality and understanding who we are in the middle of this reality. So the timing of this, you know, right here with other religious holidays of Easter, of spring, of so many different other energies coming together, this devotion is absolutely a wonderful opportunity, wonderful. It can be a challenge, and that's the part. The only challenge in this is really getting our current day life, you know, in line with the devotion. So often what we do is we live life and obligations, work, children, family, whatever, and then we try to fit God in what's left over. The equation is flawed from the beginning, okay? We have to put God first, and then everything else fits in underneath that. And when we do it in that order, the things that are important and necessary will always happen. And the things that we are not supposed to be getting into, we magically run out of time for, run out of space, run out of resources, whatever we run out of, you know, you will find less time for that. You know, positivity and negativity don't exist in the same spaces together. So, you know, when we're using our Florida water, when we're making our prayers out loud, when we're doing all of this work, understand negativity is not going to sit there for that. It makes it itch. You know, it just makes it extremely uncomfortable. And negativity will leave. So, you know, these famous house cleanings that I do, I just got finished with one this weekend, and I got 5 more scheduled in, and I absolutely love that work. But I can guarantee you, once that positive energy starts flowing, once that determination to do the right thing, to get done, to stay in God's order, once that starts moving, oh no, it's not going to stay. That negativity is just going to say, hey, there are easier targets. And unfortunately, in this world, there are easier targets. So negativity just leaves. And so that's why we have to keep our prayers so high. This is why we have to get that precise language going. Because think about it. When your language gets wild, raw, nasty, whatever you want to call it, who do you think that's calling? Do you think that calls angels, or do you think that calls the others? Think about it. If God has given us this range, you know, we have personal angels ourselves, guardian angels. We have ancestors. We have all of this. So when we are keeping negative words, thoughts, concepts in our mouth, letting that come out into the universe, who do you think that's attracting? You know, this is why this precision of language is so important. So, you know, I did a meditation once. I was in the mountains of Asheville, North Carolina. and doing a beautiful meditation at a sanctuary for the divine feminine, and one of the most beautiful places I've seen. And I'm having a conversation, and this tree is arguing with me. Forgive me, y'all. I have to tell you what happened. And so the tree is arguing with me that we're not producing good air. We're not taking care of our bodies, and we're not exhaling quality air for that the trees breathe, you know. And so this tree was like, you know, you think you're the last stop on this life cycle. You think you're the last stop in this cycle, and you're not. You know, even what you exhale has a purpose, and you're not doing your job in exhaling quality for me to receive. You're putting out junk, and you're putting out junk because you're taking in junk. And I'm sitting here like, you're mad at what I'm exhaling? And then I never thought, you know, I guess I'm a recycling plant just like their recycling plant. Us and the trees have a relationship. You know, we're recycling each other's stuff, okay? Air, we are recycling each other. And he was, you know, complaining, I'm not doing my part. I eat bad food. I don't exercise. I put pollutants in my body. They are going to come out of my body. And from that point on, I was like, look, family, we have got to do better with our temples. And so as we're going through this process, we have to make sure that we're doing our part in this cycle of life. Let go of the, you know, really embrace your precision of language so we can let go of some of the pollutants that come out of our mouth. Let's embrace this letting go of fast food, reducing the fast food, whatever, so that, you know, let's eat quality food. I was at a flea market yesterday, and I got some tomatoes from a farmer that picked it from the ground. I got some peaches that still had dust on them. I ate that tomato after breaking fast, and you would have thought I had bitten to a candy apple. It was so sweet. I was like, oh, my God, this is the way to live. And so I know there is a direct relationship to us taking care of our body as nature can receive more from us. And then think about this, and I promise I'm going to get into today's story, concept. There's less and less nature around us. We are living in concrete jungles. They already have cars to deal with, you know. They're not being valued and nurtured. We don't have forests like we used to. You know, now trees are strictly for decoration rather than being ways of tending to the soil and everything else like that. So they're already bombarded with pollutants, and they are fewer in number to battle these pollutants. So at least we spiritual people that know better need to do more about what we're doing in nature. And that includes our very vessels and the things that we do and the things we contribute into nature. Okay. So look, I don't know where that came from, but it was absolutely necessary. And it's necessary for us to understand the cycle that we're in, okay? We are a small part of a large cycle. But what I don't want to be is the hick in the chain, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to be that little kink and mess the whole chain up, okay? Let's work harder than that. Today's idea, concept, meditation piece is offerings and tithing. And usually I cringe. I'm like, oh, no, not this again. Where's the key to at, you know? Usually this is where I cringe and hide because I hate to think about, you know, offerings and I got to do this, I got to do that. Really, not my favorite topic. But there's a twist on it. what we're doing now is an offering. So I was like, hey, we got this. We're already working on our offering. I already collected one swear jar. Today we're working on offerings. We're working on what we're giving. What are we giving? What are we giving for a higher power? I'm not asking you to give up your precision of language off of GP. I'm asking you to give it up because I think you're better than that. You know, I'm asking you to give it up because I know we're leaders out in this field, and we need to know that we could communicate more precisely, you know? And so all of this is an offering. You know, I'm asking you to, you know, offer a better terminology, offer better energy, because everyone is listening to what we're saying, everyone. But who it calls, who it pulls into action, that is really the question. I promise you, angels do not answer the foulness, because positivity and negativity don't exist in the same place at the same time. Okay? So today's offering and tithing, got it. Got it. All those swear jars, make sure we're finding good places for this to be. I know everyone knows someone who may not be eating on the regular. You know what I'm saying? You know, just help out someone during this time. There are 1,000 places to donate. You know, even if you, you know, purchase something for someone, now's the time to get that kind of energy done. And so, you know, yes, don't forget about your service that we're trying to get done, okay? Everyone should be finding a service of some kind, whether you're calling on someone, checking on them, visiting someone, donating lunches, whatever it is, make sure that you're spreading the joy. The community should feel we are working hard to improve ourselves. Improving ourselves individually should be creating a ripple in our community. They should know there's something positive going on. You know, people are working on some things. So I say that so that when we're doing our fast, don't do it and grumble. Even though your stomach might be grumbling, you know, you can excuse your stomach. We can't excuse bad attitudes. You know, it's like, imagine you have this bad attitude because you're fasting, and someone will look at you and be like, huh, your God makes you have a bad attitude? Think about that. God gave you a bad attitude? I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to make it seem like my God doesn't take care of me, because he does. I'm not going to make it seem like I don't have manna falling out the sky, because I do. I'm not going to make it seem like, you know, this has gotten to be such a chore that I can let Dr. Pepper talk smack to me. Nope, not going to do it. Not going to do it. So I really, really want to encourage everybody, don't just do the fast. Do it with a good attitude. Make sure people see that light coming from you. You know, make sure they realize, oh, you serious, huh? You on a mission, huh? Absolutely. Absolutely. Your actions will speak, especially when we get our precision of language in, your actions and your words will speak volumes. And then at the end of our 30 days, I think we got, what, 12 more days after this, if my elementary math is correct? Gee whiz. My little one has already decided where he's going to eat out to celebrate. That's fine. That's wonderful. Plan on the reward. I already have my little reward planned for myself. Everyone should be having, you know, that thing that they are going to enjoy when we get back to, when we get off of the devotion. So while we're here, let's work hard at it. Let's really make some things happen. Let's push ourselves, you know, and really see where we can go when we apply ourselves, because that's what we're trying to do, okay? We're trying to make sure that we use this time for application. And then what you'll find is that on Wednesdays, you'll be like, you know what? I can do Wednesday Once you've done 7 days a week, once a week, it's like, I can do once a week, you know, getting in that all that journaling, the meditation, extra prayer and everything. Once you've done it 7 days a week, doing it once a week, it's going to seem like a breeze. And right before we move into prayer, I just want to know, I know the days are getting longer. Like, fast was at like 7:30. Now it's like at 8:20. But isn't the sun getting up earlier or something? I think so, because, you know, before, as long as I was eating before 7, I was straight. Now the sun is like, I got to push that back. So, you know, these are some long days. Feel the accomplishment in the work that we're doing. Feel the accomplishment. Everybody can't do this. There are people that fast, and that's all they do. All they do is focus on food, and that's it. They're leaders that asking them to also watch their mouth and that also watch their actions. And no, this is advanced stuff that you're doing. You know, so I just kind of want to let you know this is not no run-of-the-mill stuff. And the harder and higher the sacrifice, the greater the reward, I promise you. So, just recognize who you are and what you're doing at this time. You know, we are really setting in motion energy that will follow us until the next devotion. So, very, very important. Okay, day 18, offering and tithing. This should be a regular part of what we do. Offerings are offerings. This whole fast is an offering. We did some work Saturday to elevate this mother energy. That's an offering. You know, really, every time you make prayer, that is an offering. I'm offering this dedicated time and energy to God. You know, those are offerings. And so offerings is something very, very important that we need to do. It helps to balance out us as humans, because there are parts of us that are, for lack of a better word, childish, young, immature. And these are not bad words that I'm saying. They're realities, you know. Until, you know, you've learned to dig a little deeper, you know, our thoughts and ideas tend to be very shallow. And so, you know, we have to go deeper and think about what we're truly offering. You know what I'm saying? And offerings are not always financial. You know, so there have been times where I've had lots of money, but no time. And so I gave more money than time. Then there were times where I had way more time on my hands than I had resources. So that's when you go and you volunteer and you go and spend that time. No matter what, there's something that you can be giving to someone else. Even if you're teaching someone, taking that time from yourself, that's an offering. That's helpful. You know, I have a certain number of readings, baths, everything else that I have to give each month. You know what I'm saying? I have requirements where I am turning around and taking the top of the offerings that are given to A Wonderful Approach and making other donations and stuff. It's always offerings. I'm always giving that first fruit. You know, and that helps to show gratitude. And you know, people forget, oh, I don't have anything. I'm like, you do. You know, if all you have is your voice, if all you have is your intention, if all you have is a prayer, you have something that you can be offering to help create more positivity. So when we're thinking about offerings, when we're doing our writing, please take it as far as you can take it. You know, find something that you have that you know that you could either give for free, give for a discount, you know, whatever you can do, do it. You know, whatever small thing that you can offer to do, I mean, if you know a single mother and you can offer to babysit a couple hours, that is like gold right there. If you have a washer and dryer and you know someone who doesn't, oh my God. I used to work at one of my first jobs. I was a director at a daycare in a very poor neighborhood. And man, I would be washing clothes all day. I like, take that off. I don't know why your mama put that on you. Take it off. We got to wash it and dry it. And I mean, every day we were doing baths and just some basic things. And you know, the mother would pick up the child and the child would be clean and greased down and clean clothes. And it was such rewarding, draining, but rewarding work. And it was all about, you know, trying to help someone, you know, trying to make somebody, you know, feel good, trying to help a family. So, you know, when we're thinking about offerings, you know, expand out of the traditional church plate that goes around, you know, expand your thinking from that. Go into what you can offer and what you do offer, because I've got some powerhouses. I got people making offerings. You know, I got people that are actively working in their communities in the name of something bigger than themselves. So, you know, just think about what you're doing and ways to expand upon it, you know, and possibly even ways to share the information to get more people to assist in that. Like I said, we all got work to do. We all have responsibilities and obligations. So if you already got a good policy going, got a good program going, share the information so that we can join you. And because I like doing service. I have a good time. And I like bringing that attention. Okay. So getting to our prayer for today, it's a prayer of thanksgiving. And when it comes to offerings, it should feel like a thanksgiving. It should feel like a giving, a moment of gratitude. It truly is a blessing for us to be able to give and to do. And so remember, everything we do is bringing energy to us. This is why, you know, many cultures call ourselves creators, you know, and we're actively creating all the time. But what are you creating? That's the question, you know? So no matter what school of thought you fall under, we have a level of responsibility to make sure that we're doing what we're supposed to be doing. So in this prayer of thanksgiving, all things come from you, O God, and with gratitude we return to you what is yours. You created all that is, and with love formed us in your image. With our love failed, your love remains. All that we are and all that we have is a trust from you. And so, in gratitude for all of your gifts, we offer you ourselves in all that we have. By your Holy Spirit, make us one with each other, one in ministry, into all of the world. Amen. Beautiful prayer. If I could just point out one thing. All that we are and all that we have is a trust from you. I believe that. I live that. Understand what a trust is. Understand your responsibilities in a trust. And then that will help you with your relationship and your understanding with your duties and with the blessings that God has given to us. I wanted to share, you know, doing my studies this morning like I do. In the back of our little handy notebook of prayers, there is 10 names of Jehovah. Everyone knows that I study cross cultures. I don't care what language it was originally translated in. But there's a lot of information, positive information. The 10 names of Jehovah, I'm just going to go through them and their meanings, just like I went through some of the 99 names. Okay? So the first one is Eh, and the meaning is I am. Then Jehovah, and the meaning, essence of being. Jehovah Elam, God of gods, El, God the creator, Elam Gabor, God the potent, Jehovah Edah, God the strong, Jehovah Chazbot, God of hosts, Shaddai, El Chai, omnipotent, and Adona Erez, God of the earth. It's important if you read the Tree of Life, you'll see where the different names and different aspects come into play in that particular holy book. But I'm not going to keep you too long. It's Monday. Everybody, go into this Monday like you own it. Make your prayers like you have intentions and plans of this day. Make sure that, you know, negativity knows that it does not have a comfortable place with you. Make sure negativity knows I'm better than that. You're not going to sit here and talk to me like that. You know, I got connections. God already gave me my word for the day. So go about today in a positive way and know that you're protected and know that God is waiting on you and everything is already situated. All you have to do is make up your mind, hey, this is what I'm going to do, and enjoy that. I look forward to hearing from so many people. I heard from almost everybody yesterday. Thank you for the Mother Day well wishes. I felt truly, truly blessed to have so many kind words shared my way, and I shared them right back into the universe. And thank you, and everyone have a wonderful day. Peace.